It's late afternoon, and while I Avenue's pretty busy, Alan Nakamura's the second generation owner here at Kaimuki Auto Repair.
Can you give me a double discount then?
No. Gasoline. Sheesh.
He's a good man.
Is he?
Yeah. Without him and Kaimuki, yeah.
Why?
Because he's so kind. I mean, you know, a lot of things he does an overcharge. He cares about the community.
Yeah. No, I just owe...
Well, Nakamura's been here 42 years. Alan, was it always Ace Hardware across the street?
When we first got here, I don't know what it was before, but it was Miano's Appliance. And then next door, Ace was just a small, like a mom-and-pop store. Right next to us in the parking lot, there was a hardware store, a small paint shop. This is back in the 70s. And I think Gushikin Electric rented the other half of a small building, you know.
Family-owned businesses like Harry's Music, which moved, and Kaimuki Dry Goods, which hasn't lately, are still the norm in Kaimuki.
I don't know. There's just a neighborhood feel.
For 18 years now, Liz Schwartz has made Coffee Talk a fixture at the top of Wai'alae.
I think other entrepreneurs have sort of seen the gold mine that it is. You know, like, that's a cool, funky neighborhood. I want to be in there. Like, town and all these yoga studios. And there are just so many fun businesses. And I think we all feed off each other.
I think it's really on the cusp of growing now.
Kevin Hanney owns 12th Avenue Grill and Salt, which won the Best New Restaurant Hala'aina this year. He'd like to see more things to do in Kaimuki.
Like Kaimuki was long ago, where there was bowling alleys, movie theaters. In fact, where 12th Avenue Grill is now is a billiards hall. More diversity in entertainment, that type of thing.
Hanney plans a new breakfast and lunch place where 12th Avenue Grill is now, and look for the new 12th Avenue in the old Victoria Inn space come this October. Today's optimism is in part possible because Kaimuki solved a thorny problem.
I remember the whole parking craziness.
That's neighborhood board member Lori Yamada.
At one point, they wanted to build a huge cement structure. But, you know, we all said no. And
the board eventually chose the least intrusive option, getting a parking attendant.
It worked. You can go in and have 20 minutes free, enough time to do your banking or pick up your takeout.
What are current issues before the neighborhood board?
Wai'alae Avenue, they're repaving it. It's supposed to be done at the end of this year. And they're also going to put in access for bicycles. It's called Sharrows.
Cars and bikes sharing a lane is the idea through Kaimuki Center. When trolleys ran in Honolulu, Cocohead Avenue was the end of the line, and that really helped the new subdivision take off. In the early 1900s, 6x500-foot lots started at $400. Down Wai'alae towards St. Louis, there's JJ's Pastry, Cafe Miro.
Something about Kaimuki, the people are good.
No flavor.
No, I don't know. I would just say old school. You help somebody, they help you back. They share.
Alan Nakamura says his son's in the business now, and his daughter plans to keep Kaimuki Auto going.
And I got my nephew here helping me now, so new generation. Kaimuki is still Kaimuki with few changes. The people are nice. That's what makes Kaimuki Kaimuki. I think the people.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.